What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on Bamuse, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who likes to share our third hour on Friday with her unique perspective on the world. And so what is the first thing that you want to talk about?
Well, the first thing that I would like to talk about is another area of the war zones that just never seems to quit. The UN is reporting that Afghan civilian casualties from U.S. strikes is up 50%. And it's up 50% from last year, with increasing casualties not just from the U.S., but an increasingly aggressive Afghan Air Force. This should not be terribly surprising also, as the U.S. has been rapidly escalating the number of bombs on Afghanistan, reaching the highest level in nearly a decade. UN officials say most of the dead are women and children. The Afghan Defense Ministry issued a statement immediately condemning the UN report as false, insisting that it is quite obvious that the Taliban are killing more civilians, even though the specific report being addressed was on airstrikes. Taliban doesn't have an air force. And what is obvious to me here, Mike, is that we are not really targeting the alleged bad guys here, but creating a genocide against the Afghani people as a whole.
Same thing we're doing in Syria, same thing we're doing in Yemen.
Yeah. And what struck me, and I think that the writer of this article was very bold to accompany it with a photograph that was just absolutely grabbing. This came from Blacklisted News, and it showed about 10 or 12 dead Afghani children. Some of them were barely out of the toddler stage, maybe four, maybe five at best. And so this is the plan that's been crafted by those in the bowels of power in the occupied, unhinged, surveillance states of America to allegedly win in Afghanistan.
Well, if we've killed everybody in the country, then obviously we've won the war.
Yeah, and it looks to me, though, Mike, and I am no military expert by any stretch, but it seems to me that the point of these bombings is even more radicalization of the guys who were left here to keep the war going perpetually, as we have heard President Trump state. War's good for business.
Now, this reminds me about what was going on in Vietnam, where that war was allowed to drag on because it was good for business. And there was sort of this scam going on called a suspected truck park. Mm-hmm. Where they would send out these E-6 bombers to drop bombs on a suspected truck park, which turned out to be an empty field. And the goal there was just to grind up the munitions in order to go back to the American taxpayers and say, we need more of your money. We need more of these bombs. We can win in Vietnam, which turned out obviously not to be the case.
No.
But the goal was never really to win in Vietnam, but to just plunder the American people for the military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a very disturbing incident that happened earlier this week. Henry Kissinger, everyone remember this guy?
Oh, yes.
Nobel Prize winner and war criminal all at the same time, just met with President Trump for the third time, and it matters. It's a troubling indicator that something frightful could be headed our way. And CBS reported the meeting with Kissinger comes after the president has offered explosive foreign policy-related comments that has Washington waiting with bated breath. And last week, he alluded to the calm before the storm after a meeting with his military leaders, although there was no real clarity offered by the White House on this. And to those of you who are listening, I'm a little hoarse today. I'm sorry. I was yelling at singers last night, singing tenor.
Do you want to clear your throat?
Yes, for 1 second.
Okay, all right. I'll keep talking so we don't have dead air. There we go. Okay, we're
okay,
all...
hopefully, well, the Shry is still in the voice.
All right.
And Mr. Trump, Mr. President, has also said that 25 years of diplomacy with the North Korean regime has failed, and only one thing will work, fueling speculation over military action. And we've got this incessant saber-rattling against North Korea, and he's also derailed the JCPOA. He has also planned and has designated Iran's core fighting forces as terrorist entities, which could see both the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and Hezbollah on the receiving end of U.S. missiles in Syria.
Well, he's already slapped sanctions all over them here.
Yeah.
Again, it is a very troubling indicator. But like I said earlier in the show, right now, the federal government in Washington, D.C. is in a race to get a major war going before the economy implodes.
Yeah.
Because if the economy implodes and they don't have a war to blame it on, they don't have an enemy to blame it on, the American people are going to blame Wall Street and Washington, D.C. for the destroyed economy. Mm-hmm. And this is nothing new. The United States, every time it gets into a hideous economic mess, it gets into a world war to try and get out of it or at least distract from it. Crash of 1907, I think it was, World War One. Crash of 1929, World War II, crash of 2008, and here we are on the brink. Now, we're going to do a quick little shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting on back to you, this idea of Trump saying diplomacy has failed, well, diplomacy is supposed to be a give and take.
Yeah, it's a two-way street.
It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
Diplomacy isn't going into somebody else's country and say, you start doing what we tell you to do. That's not diplomacy. And nobody is going to respond positively to that. But that's basically what Trump is saying. We're going to go to war against North Korea or Iran or Russia or China because they won't do what the U.S. tells them to do.
Yeah. And I really wish upon reading that President Trump met with Kissinger this last Wednesday, I wish with all my heart that these meetings would have been with people like President Jimmy Carter, who, by the way, has volunteered to go to Pyongyang to prevent war between the U.S. and North Korea, or Dennis Kucinich. There were things Kucinich did in... in his work that I really have respect for. I think he was and is, remains, a man of peace. And I have a small note for Melania Trump, who I respect tremendously. Mrs. Trump, whatever room they met in, please get it sanitized, cleaned, you know, have someone blow some sage around it. Kissinger, to me, is a man of pure evil. And to imagine that this guy is yet another presidential whisperer gives me the absolute creeps. And I am very concerned, Mike. My gut is telling me that something very, very wicked this way comes. I think first it will be some sort of action against North Korea, then Iran. My sense of timing is that North Korea will be the first on President Trump's to-do list militarily, and Iran will come secondly. I hope he understands that he cannot possibly expect to do both at the same time and win.
Well, here's the concern, okay? The 10th came and went. There was no North Korean ICBM. There was no North Korean nuke. Remember, they were trying to say, oh, he's going to use a real nuke over the Pacific. Didn't happen. I think North Korea is just going to hold off and not do any more testing. And that means for the U.S. government to launch an attack against North Korea. And they've got all the assets there. There's going to be a false flag. The only question is what and where is it going to be? And that's making those of us who live here in Hawaii very nervous because it's arguable whether or not North Korea can really hit the U.S. mainland with all the problems they've had with the Taipodong too.
Yeah.
But they can definitely hit us along with Guam and so forth and so on. So the same thing with Iran. I mean, Iran is not in the habit of attacking other countries. They're going to have to be some kind of a false flag. The American people are not going to support yet another war on another country based on myths that they may have a nuclear weapon or they may be doing this or they may be doing that. We have been down that primrose path way too many times with Saddam's nukes and Assad's sarin gas.
Yeah.
And as I said before, the U.S. government is desperate to get these wars going as quickly as they can. And yes, they may think they can go into North Korea and Iran at the same time because what they want is a world war. Because they're absolutely convinced that if they can get a world war going, we, the American people, are going to forget all about the corruption, all about the abuse, the loss of our civil liberties. We'll throw a snappy salute at the flag and we'll fling our money and our babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets. I don't think it's going to happen. It's a very different, much more skeptical American population than was the case for big mistake number one and big mistake number two.
Yeah, absolutely. There was something that kind of, pardon me, raised the creep out factors when I read this. Apparently, Amazon and Walmart are looking at in-home and car delivery services, which will ultimately let police conduct warrantless searches in your home when you're not there. And recently, Walmart shocked privacy-conscious Americans by announcing they wanted customers to let Walmart employees inside their home. Walmart thinks Americans will be happy to let strange Uber and Lyft drivers inside their homes.
And that'll happen after that new ice skating rink opens in the dark regions.
Yeah. And their plan is users will place an order on Walmart's website for their groceries, which will dispatch a driver from Deliv, a Walmart-owned company that uses drivers on services like Uber and Lyft for the last mile, bringing it to your smart home. Homeowners will receive a notification that someone is in their home, a phone notification that it's happening, and if you want, you can watch the delivery in real time with your smartphone's home security camera system via the August app.
No
way. You'll be in control of the experience the entire time.
No way.
The VP of e-commerce strategy and business operations, Sloan Edelson, said, "Mr. Edelson, what in the name of heaven are you thinking? Because will you be allowed to watch these deliveries when you're working, driving, knowing if your phone dies?" The reasons this is a bad idea are too long to list, but hopefully he gets the idea. 2 days ago, Amazon shocked privacy-conscious Americans by announcing that they also want to deliver packages inside people's homes and cars. I mean, who wouldn't want to let two of the largest corporations in the world have access to your car and home? And I mean, what could possibly go wrong? And if you want to find out, you need to read Computer World's articles that describes how letting corporations in your home and car is one of the worst ideas ever. And among the things which can go wrong are obvious, like letting thieves, delivery drivers case, your home and your car. They could find out everything of value you have. Delivery drivers could easily plant drugs or weapons. And once a Walmart, Amazon employee has been granted access to your home or car, all bets are off. And how long will it be before a delivery person maybe sees something suspicious and calls law enforcement in a customer's car or home and have it be searched? And the article ends with the phrase, "If you think customer service bites now, just wait. It's about to get a whole lot worse."
Well, you know, absolutely would never, ever agree to that. There's a lot of stuff in our home that people who don't know what it is would say, "Ooh, that looks suspicious." And I'll give you a good example is the machine that we made to make our own nano silver.
Yeah.
And it involves chemistry wear. And somebody could look at that and say, "Oh, they must be running a drug lab." And we're not. We're home brewing our own nano silver. And I don't need somebody from Amazon or Walmart coming into my home, ignorant of science, just saying, "Ooh, I think this is bad."
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. This is going to fail. This is going to fail miserably.
It's going to fail.
The only way it's going to work are for people who are not necessarily working, but people who are not mobile.
Yeah.
This will actually be of benefit to people who are housebound for medical or age-related reasons. It's probably going to work for them. But then these people will be at home when the delivery shows up. But as you said, criminals can go to work as these drivers and case the home, see where all the valuables are, then come back late at night and steal something. And I'll give you a real-world example that we discovered happens all over the country, and it happens here in Hawaii. And that is that car thieves, or thieves rather, not car thieves, thieves will go to work for the car rental agencies that primarily focus on renting cars to the tourist to our island. And, and something probably a lot of you don't realize is the cars that are bought by these rental companies, they're dual key. There's an individual key which is given to the driver who's renting the car, but there's a master key, one single key that will open up every single car in that fleet. So a criminal goes to work for the rental agency, does a really good job. At some point, he's allowed access to that key. He makes a copy. Then he quits. And from then on, every time he sees a rental car from this company, he can just go right on into it. And we actually, some years ago, we learned about this the hard way. We were up on the North Shore, and there was this Japanese couple with like a brand new baby.
Oh, the baby was just precious.
Oh, well, all babies are precious. And they'd been at the beach. They didn't speak any English. I speak just a tiny smattering of Japanese from my work at
Square
USA. And there was absolutely no sign on the car. It was locked up. And all their stuff was gone. Camera gear, passports. You know, and so, criminals will go to work for these companies and take advantage of the situation.
And what was so striking to me, we called their hotel. We explained their situation. We got them a place where they could go and reapply for their visas so they could get back home.
Yes.
And at the end of all of this, the dad of the little child hugged me and said, thank you.
And that's a very unusual expression of emotion for somebody from Japan.
And I was touched and overwhelmed, and I was sad for them, but I was very glad that we were there and we were able to be proactive and help them.
Because without a passport, not speaking the language, it was a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, their vacation was destroyed.
Yeah.
And they're dealing with all this with a brand new baby.
Yeah.
It really was sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting on back to the real news here.
Okay, something that should be good news for the Middle East, but is not being allowed to. Fatah and Hamas have agreed to form a Palestinian unity government after years of deadlock, which saw the Fatah party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas, which controls Gaza, fail to reach any accord. The two parties have today signed a unity agreement in Cairo. This is a big thing, or should be a big thing.
Well, it is a big thing,
and
Israel is just going to scream, because for decades, Israel has played this little game of funding an opposition government in the Palestinian territories so that they can play this little game saying, we don't know who's in charge, therefore, who are we supposed to have peace talks with? We're not going to have peace talks. Mm-hmm. When Yasser Arafat and the PLO were there, believe it or not, Hamas was started by Israel's Shin Bet surface for this express purpose of interfering with PLO and having this little two government. We don't know who's in charge.
Yeah.
Then when Arafat was assassinated, Hamas all of a sudden woke up and realized they were the government.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that happened, all of a sudden Abbas shows up. And again, the speculation is that he was working for Israel again to keep the country divided under two rival governments. But if they're now signing this unity government, Israel's going to be in a panic.
Oh, I will tell you a little bit about the degree, the panic. The excrement has hit the ventilation shaft in Israel with this deal.
Okay, tell us.
Earlier this year, Hamas amended its charter, notably severing ties with the Muslim Brotherhood, illegal in Egypt, Syria, and elsewhere, while acquiescing to Fatah's platform since the 1990s to accept a Palestinian state based on pre-1967 borders. Previously, Hamas argued for a restoration of Palestine from the Red Sea to the River Jordan, as Fatah did prior to signing the Oslo Accords in 1993. There is only one minor problem. Israel's Netanyahu has dismissed this unity government out of hand and said it will not recognize it, DOA. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has lashed out against the reconciliation deal reached between rival Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah, claiming that peace between Israel and Palestinians will now be much harder to achieve. Well, the people making it harder to achieve are the people in Tel Aviv.
Yes.
And he had the hubris to say, there is nothing we want more than peace with all our neighbors, but reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas makes this peace much more difficult to achieve.
All right, we've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And for those of you listening on Bamuser, you could probably tell by this last commercial break, we're still having difficulties with Skype.
Yeah.
Down Detector is saying they're still having problems all over the place. Maybe they misconfigured the cloud. I don't know. I don't really care. I just find it very, very angering that Microsoft took it upon themselves to force us to upload the new improved Skype, and it's an absolute unmitigated disaster. In fact, it's sort of the Windows 10 version of Skype. Mm-hmm. And I think, Mike, we're going to have to start looking at an alternative system because Skype is just completely unreliable at this point. Yeah. Anyway, getting back to you.
Well, I'd like to talk about these horrific wildfires that are roaring through Northern California. They have been characterized as among the most destructive fire events in U.S. history, and it could be the absolute worst wildfire season in the history of the state of California. The fires have hit 250 square miles, and more than 3,500 homes and businesses have already been destroyed.
Including 15 wineries.
Yeah.
Don't cry.
The official death toll has risen to 21, but that's expected to rise dramatically because we have 600 missing persons reports that have been filed, with the authorities, and the worst damage has been done in Napa and Sonoma counties. And there were some very difficult for me to watch photos of this. And unfortunately, the crisis is far from over. In fact, the National Weather Service has just issued a pair of red flag warnings. The weather forecast is just not looking great for those living in wine country and for those firefighters trying to get a handle on the 22 fires raging through Northern California, which broke out on Sunday and are barely contained more than 3 days later. The red flag warning for the North and East Bay has started at 5 p.m. Wednesday and midnight on Thursday, respectively. That means that winds can gust from 20 to 50 miles an hour in the higher elevation areas, fanning the flames down mountains and into the cities. So as bad as things are, it looks like they may be getting worse.
And I'm sure right now they're looking for somebody to blame for all this. Oh, it's a terror attack by ISIS, because they don't want to admit the reason these fires got out of control is the funds to maintain those fire break roads, to keep them open, were cut back so that the U.S. government could buy more bombs and bullets. Remember the other day they said, we're running out of bombs. You know, governing is choosing. Governing is prioritizing. Yep. Bombs are much more important than keeping your home from burning down. But again, it's bad management is what's going on here, whether it's the firebreak roads or the leaking water mains or the leaking aqueduct. They have allowed this country to decay into ruin in their quest to try and build a new global empire at the point of a gun.
Yeah, and this is being characterized by the California Fire Chief Ken Pimlott as serious, critical, and catastrophic. And it's going to take a while to get out and comb through it. And this, of course, comes on the heels of several other major disasters. We've been dealing with hurricanes, Harvey, Hurricane Irma, and the Las Vegas shooting. And it looks like the U.S. hasn't seen a large stretch of so many disastrous events such as this in a very long time.
Well, leaving out the Las Vegas shooting, which we think was a gun grabber false flag. For those who believe that there's an imaginary playmate in the sky that directs all things, I think it's very obvious that he, she, it, or they are not very happy with the United States going around the world violating thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's property, and so forth and so on.
Yeah, it looks very much like that, some degree of punishment. And I remember Pastor Colleen Chun, who, you know, I very much respected. And we talked about the war agenda, you know, under previous administrations. And she said to me a lot of years ago, Claire, you know, this country's going to get punished one way or the other.
Well, it sure looks like she was right here. We're going to take a phone call now from James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Actually, James, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. I didn't look at the clock. So stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you as soon as we finish these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And James in Tokyo, now we can have our little conversation. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I hope I can talk to the lovely harp-playing angel, Claire, today.
She's
very
right
special
here.
Time when
aloha.
She's here. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
I hope you're well. Before I begin,
yes.
I just want to ask you, I sent you about 1,123 marriage proposals. And I was wondering if you received them or if Michael threw them away.
Oh, so it's you. It's you. Boy, I'm coming to get you. No, she's spoken for. I'm sorry.
Yes. I mean, we celebrated the 25th anniversary of the day we met last May. And I'm sure that there has to be a wonderful, marvelous, intelligent, sensitive, compassionate lady out there for you with a lot of horse sense.
Failing that, how much is it worth to you for me to clone her?
Anything, but
there have to be
I figured he threw that away faster than Harvey Weinstein's pants fell down. But anyway, what I want to ask you was, I want to get more of you to hear your comments on something. I had a really bad feeling when I heard Trump speak out against eliminating the agreement out of spirit with Iran. And
Whatever
really
that
upset
means.
me, and it gave,
Yeah.
It gave me a really bad feeling. I mean, I hate to think, like, although I live in Japan, I'm American, I love America, mm-hmm. but,
yeah.
I don't blame Kim in North Korea for trying to develop weapons. I mean, if Trump takes this route, how could you possibly even conduct diplomacy with America if they're not going to keep any agreements? I wanted to hear your opinion on that.
Well, that's just the point. That's just the point. If, you know, people are going to look around the world at what happened with Iran and say, how in the world and why should we negotiate with this country, which seems to be pathologically incapable of keeping its promises? And that is a real difficulty for this country henceforward. I agree with you.
And it's not just Iran. I mean, they did the same thing in Libya.
Yep.
You know, give up your nuclear weapon program. We promise we won't invade you. Then they invaded. The same thing with Iraq. Give up your chemical weapons. We promise we won't invade you. Then they invaded. Same thing in Syria. Give up your sarin gas. We promise not to invade. They invaded. And now they're going to do the same thing with Iran.
Yeah.
And I'm in Japan and you're in Hawaii. But I got to tell you, I actually kind of feel safer that North Korea has a nuclear weapon than if they didn't.
Well, that would certainly be safe for the North Koreans. But again, as I said earlier in the program, my concern is it looks to me like Washington, D.C. is desperate to move this war agenda forward. And with North Korea seeming to be holding off any more nuclear or missile tests, that means there's going to have to be a false flag somewhere.
Yeah.
And just like us here in Hawaii, sadly, you there in Japan, you're within range of a potential false flag.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway, both of you have a great weekend and nice talking to you, Mike and Claire. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much for
good
the phone
speaking
call.
With you too.
And getting on back to the Weinstein situation, apparently they're now going to kick him out of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. So this thing is definitely not over, and it is a big stink, and it is going to harm the industry. Okay, but again, the industry has to bear responsibility for that, for not dealing with the situation mm-hmm. in a timely manner. And we've got all these people coming forward saying, I'm sorry, I didn't say anything when it happened. I was afraid for my career, which I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, but at the same time, you know, when you go along protecting a Jimmy Savile or Harvey Weinstein or David Bagelman, sooner or later, it's going to blow up in your face.
Yep.
There's going to be so many people who are so angry at the way they're being treated. And we're talking about over 20 years of this kind of abusive behavior. There's a lot of people still out there ready to come forward. No question about that.
Yeah, I would agree. I would like to go to a very interesting court case that is demonstrating that the FBI, the flubbing bureau of
idiots.
Yes, thank you. Was behind the 2015 ISIS terror attack in Texas.
Ooh, and this imagine
is,
my
yeah,
shock.
Yeah, right. Hello. We're still supporting ISIS all over the world, even in the Philippines, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And while questions remain as to whether the Federal Bureau of Investigation had prior knowledge of the Las Vegas shooting, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, the victim of another terrorist attack on U.S. soil is speaking out and attempting to hold the FBI accountable for the suffering he endured. In May 2015, two men opened fire outside of a provocative Draw Muhammad event in Garland, Texas. While the suspects were ultimately the only casualties, the attack is notable in that it became the first ISIS-claimed attack on American soil. It is also noticeable because of the close proximity between an FBI agent and one of the suspects, both before and during the attack. Bruce Joyner, a security guard who was shot and wounded after Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi opened fire outside the event, is now suing the FBI for $8 million. He has filed a lawsuit claiming that FBI agents solicited, encouraged, directed, and aided members of ISIS in planning and carrying out the May 3 attack. Now, as the Washington Examiner noted, if Joyner does not reach a settlement with the Bureau, the case could shake loose hundreds of documents from both local and federal officials about what happened that day and could answer the question as to why an FBI agent was in a car directly behind the attackers and did nothing as the events unfolded. Simpson gained the FBI's attention a few years before the attack as a Muslim who they saw as vulnerable to radicalization. In fact, FBI agents were reportedly monitoring him in the weeks leading up to the attack, and there was even an agent in a car following him to the scene, which did absolutely nothing to prevent the crime. Now, according to a report from CBS News, court records reveal that the FBI agent who was in the car directly behind Simpson and Sufi during the attack had texted Simpson just weeks before with a message, "Tear up Texas," and he was even taking pictures of the car about 30 seconds before the first shots were fired. As soon as the suspects opened fire, the agent fled the scene. As the Free Thought Project reported, both local law enforcement and the FBI did not respond to warnings from a woman connected to Anonymous who cautioned that there was going to be an ISIS-inspired attack at the event just days before it happened. And the FBI helped the terrorists obtain a weapon that was used in the attack by lifting a hold during a background check, incited the terrorists to attack the Garland event, and even sent an agent to accompany the terrorists as they carried out the attack, the lawsuit states, according to a report from the Washington Examiner. The lawsuit also calls out former FBI Director James Comey. Now, where have we heard that name recently? Claiming that he worked to cover up the Bureau's prior knowledge of the threat posed by Simpson. In the aftermath of the attack, former FBI Director James Comey lied to the American people by claiming that Simpson was a needle in a haystack and was invisible to them. Even after it had come to light that an undercover FBI agent had been communicating extensively with the terrorists during the week prior to the event and had accompanied them as they had carried out the attack, the FBI continued to assert that there was no advance knowledge of a plot to attack the cartoon drawing contest. Now, what is going to happen? The issues alleged in this lawsuit could be explosive if the FBI is forced to acknowledge and respond, because in addition to the accusation that the Bureau's agents encouraged and directed the attack, the claim that agents lifted a hold during a background check in order to help Simpson and Sufi get the firearms they used, it's incredibly important. And it's a reminder that even if gun control measures requiring strict background checks become law, the FBI has the power to bypass them in order to service the agenda, which is not exactly an agenda at this moment that I can tell that is to protect and serve the American people.
No, it really isn't. And again, yikes. This is hardly an isolated incident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There have been dozens and dozens of these cases where the headlines will proclaim terror attack, we've arrested the terrorists, and then the case will go to court, and it'll come on out that these so-called terror attacks were being engineered by the FBI using their undercover informants. Mm-hmm. And 3 to 6 months down the road, the judges will throw the cases out as obvious entrapment, and the media won't even report that.
Yeah.
So, again, it's all fakery and fraud. And it's a reminder that, yes, a lot of these so-called terror incidents, mass shooting incidents, they're manufactured propaganda to get the American people to go along with what the U.S. government wants, whether it's the gun grabber agenda, being afraid of ISIS, even as the U.S. government is aiding and abetting ISIS in Syria. I would not be surprised if they try and blame those wildfires in California on ISIS, because you've got everybody over there in Syria, Russia, they're saying the U.S. is helping ISIS, and the U.S. needs to convince the American people we would never help them. They're the bad guys. And so there's going to be something that's going to happen to remind us all that ISIS are the bad guys, and we shouldn't listen to anybody who says the U.S. government is aiding and abetting them.
Yeah. And I would like to turn my attention for a moment to social media. And, wow, talk about bitter and petty. Clinton aides are now ganging up on boyfriend of Harvey Weinstein accuser.
Weinstein.
Current and former aides to Hillary Clinton ganged up on Anthony Bourdain on Twitter after Bourdain criticized Clinton for her delayed response to the sexual harassment allegations against Harvey Weinstein. Clinton received criticism for initially staying silent after the New York Times reported last week that several women had accused Weinstein, the powerful Hollywood producer and Democratic megadonor, of sexual harassment, assault, and even rape. The New Yorker subsequently published a story detailing how the Italian actress Ambra Battaglia Gutierrez staged a sting operation with the police during which she secretly recorded Weinstein admitting he groped her and that he does so to other women often. Weinstein has donated thousands of dollars to Clinton throughout her political career. He maxed out donations to Clinton's failed 2016 presidential campaign and gave more than $30,000 to the Hillary Victory Fund, a joint fundraising committee between Clinton's campaign, the Democratic National Committee, and more than 30 state Democratic parties.
The Victory Fund, there was a waste of money.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, the nerve, the crust. I believe this Italian actress, if she said that Weinstein did what he did to her, I believe her.
Well, you know, it's been a hallmark of the feminist agenda that women who are victims of sexual assault, you know, should just be believed at face value. Even Hillary used that in her campaign last year, except, of course, for that trailer trash white sluts who had accused Bill Clinton of doing this kind of stuff.
Yes.
And again, it isn't that there's one or two allegations. This is a tsunami.
Yeah.
Of allegations that are coming on. And it's destroyed the Weinstein Company. They've just lost their fifth member of the board.
Yep.
And even Fox News was running the story about how Weinstein's 2015 contract renewal literally had a clause that said, yeah, go ahead and assault women, but you're going to have to pay all the settlements, and we will charge you a fine every time that you do. And apparently the fine was $150,000 for the first incident, and it ramped up from there. But Weinstein had enough money where he could just go on doing what he was doing. So it was an ineffective situation. And again, I got to be honest, I'm enjoying the heck out of this. And I'm certainly enjoying the fact that the liberal political takeover of Hollywood is getting a black eye out of this, because you had all these so-called liberals and champions of women's rights, and now you find out they were Weinstein's enablers.
Yeah.
George Clooney is having a lot to answer for.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good old George. This may end his talk about running for the White House.
Yeah.
And again, it's hypocrisy. And I really have had a problem all along with Hollywood celebrities thinking that they're knowledgeable enough to be politicians and political observers. And yes, I worked in Hollywood many, many years ago, but I have spent 22 years learning this craft. You know, I'm not just somebody who takes a minute in between takes to walk out to a microphone and just say, well, I think blah, 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 blah. And NBC right now is having to deal with the reality that the reporter who broke this story to the New York Times works for NBC. And he took the story there first, and they said, no, we can't do this. Mm-hmm. You know, Weinstein, we can't do this. And he took it over to the New York Times. And to their credit, they did run the story.
Yeah.
They did run the story, and maybe they ran it because they're desperate to get their readership back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sizzling story. They probably sold a lot of copies with that one.
I would like to go to something that might be a little hopeful in terms of the House of Representatives. Apparently, the House leadership's attempts to undermine the bipartisan House Concurrent Resolution 81, which would end U.S. involvement in the Saudi war, is failing. On Wednesday, the House unanimously agreed to delay the vote on the resolution to November 2nd, and it directs President Trump to end all military participation in the Saudi war in Yemen immediately, pointing out that Congress has never authorized such an operation. Congress has sole discretion to make such a determination, and in over 2 years of war in Yemen, there's never been a vote. And while a lot of America's ongoing wars at present are not authorized under the War Powers Act, Yemen is a particularly glaring one because there isn't even a roundabout argument to be made to try to connect this to the vague AUMF on fighting al-Qaeda. Indeed, in fighting against the Shiite Houthis in Yemen, the Saudi-led war has greatly enhanced al-Qaeda's power in the country.
Well, I'm glad to see that Congress is stretching their muscles on this one, because that authorization for the use of military force, first of all, it was unconstitutional to begin with.
Yeah.
Because only Congress can declare a war. And it was never supposed to be a carte blanche, open-ended hunting license for several presidents, few presidents, to just go on out and start killing people all over the planet.
It wasn't supposed to be a blank check. And I hope that this bill is passed when it's presented on the 2nd of November. Right now, to our listeners and viewers, we are colluding with Saudi war crimes in Yemen. And the images of assassinated children, children dying of malnutrition and cholera, which has proven to be really horrific, those images stay with me.
They do. All right, we've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program and a phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. And before we go to the phones here, just watching the corporate media, they're back to pushing this thing about how Cuba was using sonic weapons on our diplomats. This will not stand. So, like I said, they're desperate to get a major war going. And it looks like basically the U.S. is a dying empire. And my concern is they're going to take everybody else with them.
Yeah.
you know, and Claire was saying she hopes they don't think they can go into North Korea and Iran at the same time. They may be getting ready to do North Korea and Iran and Cuba and who knows what all else, because none of this is making any sense.
And you know what I was thinking about as I was putting together my talking points? Remember the film Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes.
When it comes to geopolitical world issues, unfortunately right now, I'm afraid, we have a Wreck-It Donald in the White House.
Unfortunately we do. He's listening to his presidential whisperers.
Yeah.
And they all love war. War, it's fantastic. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Larry in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that's Lenny in L.A., Mike, but I appreciate it. Listen, in regards to something you alluded to before you went to commercial, and you were saying that you wouldn't be surprised if they tried to blame the fires in Northern California on ISIS. Well, I can already tell you that it's already in the works, the alternative media, i.e. the alternative propagandists, the ones who have sold their soul for 30 pieces of silver, and I will name them. Jeff Rentz was saying that ISIS was behind the Vegas thing, okay? And Alex Jones is saying that ISIS is behind the Northern California fire, or they could be behind the Northern California fire. I don't know how you got there, but I just want to bank your play.
I'm sorry to see so many people in the independent media either drinking the Kool-Aid or, let's be blunt, selling out.
Yeah.
It is a dark time indeed. Anyway, Lenny, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're almost at the end of the program. You had one more story you wanted to share
with us. One more. Russia may be sending more Iskander missiles to Kaliningrad after the U.S. moving missiles right on the border.
Well, they moved in troops to within 100 miles.
Yeah. And Russia may send more Iskander tactical missiles to its Kaliningrad enclave in response to the latest U.S. action in the Baltics. The RIA news agency cited the head of the lower house of parliament's defense committee, Vladimir Shamanov, on Thursday.
And the Iskander can carry nuclear warheads. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, the U.S. putting those troops near the Russian border is a violation of the Russian NATO agreement that limits the number of troops either side can put along those borders.
Yeah.
And so once again, the world is getting an object lesson that you simply cannot trust the U.S. government to keep any promises or agreements. And this is going to drive countries away from the United States. They can't do business here. They're afraid of hitting sanctions. This is going to drive more of the world into the Russian-Chinese sphere of influence.
Mm-hmm.
Everything the U.S. government is doing right now is ham-fisted, stupid, and flat-out wrong. And it's going to, unfortunately, end in a world war that the United States, I fear, is going to lose.
It is very dark out there.
Given the lack of training and discipline that we're seeing in the naval forces and so forth and so on, it's ugly. All right, there's the music. Time for us to get out of here. Claire and I are going to go play Harvey Weinstein, an aspiring actress, and the rest of you have a really good weekend. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller, and we'll be back on Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.